Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in to the Early Edge. I am your host, Alan Bell. We have a fantastic show lined up for you this Saturday. It is Derby Day. Happy Derby Day to everybody out there. Cannot wait. We've got an awesome, awesome slate of sport. This is one of the best sporting betting weekends of the year, and I can't wait for it. I'll tell you what, before we get into today, let's take a look at how we did yesterday. And it was a bunch of postponement everywhere across Major League Baseball. It's nuts. Yeah, our side plays, not good at all. I don't know the rules. I'm going to ask Johnny B here in just a second. We kind of had the reverse sweep going on, so it might mean Coach has to send 2 autographed T-shirts. I'm not sure, but let's bring in the stars of the show. And gentlemen, looking sharp. Mean Gene, how we doing, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great, AB. It's Kentucky Derby Saturday. This is my favorite day of the year. I went to the Kentucky Derby 11 years ago for my bachelor party, and we hit the trifecta. And then a week later, I got married. So, and actually today, my wife is at the wedding, but I'm at the track. Well, welcome to Retama Park in San Antonio. Beautiful Retama Park in San Antonio. Thanks to all the people here who set me up.
Well, I'll tell you what, big thanks to them. And, you know, you said you hit the trifecta. My man, it sounds like you hit a superfecta right there. So well done on that. That was nice. Johnny Bowman, how we doing, sir?
Doing good, AB. Yeah, you nailed it on the head. Today is one of the best sporting days of the year. We've got playoff hockey starting at 1, going all day. We got some extra baseball games because of some postponements yesterday. So I believe more than 15 games. Kentucky Derby, as you mentioned, a lot going on.
A ton, right? And look, I love you three being on this show today because I think it kind of represents, like, at Sportsline, you three do legitimately everything, like every sport, everything that has something to do with any of the articles and picks that we have going on. So you guys are the perfect fit, and there's no one more perfect than our man Micah Roberts for that. Micah, how we doing, sir?
Doing great. I'm so glad to see you, AB and John. But Gene, Mean Gene, the dancing machine, this is the first time I've been able to, see him and say hello. And we've worked together, I think, 3 or 4 years now. And so pleasure to meet you, Gene.
You too. Meet you virtually, Micah. Yeah, yeah. Next time I'm in Vegas, I'm definitely going to have to stop by and say hi.
Thank you.
There we go. Look, Sportsline bringing everybody together. I love it, man. That was fantastic. All right, let's get into the storylines that affect the betting lines for today. And Gene, I'm going to come to you first. All right. So looking at the Kentucky Derby, based off the Kentucky Oaks yesterday, all right, the projected Derby odds based on Oaks Derby double will pays. Walk us through that. We got a graphic to break that down as well.
Right. So if you remember, at the beginning of the week, Zandon was surprisingly made the 3-1 morning line favorite over Epicenter, who was 7-2. Well, the odds that you're going to get are the post-time odds. And because of the Oaks Derby double and people who have to put their Oaks and Derby winners together before the Oaks, obviously, you can get a sense, a real good sense of who's going to leave the starting gate today as the favorite. And that is the right-hand column in this graphic you see here. Epicenter is actually the favorite. I think he's paying 25-1 for a $1 Oaks Derby bet. And Taiba, who was the 6th choice originally in the morning line, he won the Santa Anita Derby. He is now the 2nd choice. And then it's Zandon, Messier, and then Modano go. But they're very close. So basically, you should keep an eye on the odds throughout the day. But it's going to be very close who goes off as the favorite. But it looks like we might get a better price on Zandon than we originally thought earlier in the week.
I love it. Now, a quick question. We've had, weather across the country yesterday, postponed so many games in Major League Baseball. What kind of weather are we looking at today at Churchill Downs? Is it going to be okay? We're going to have a good race?
Last I saw, it should be okay. Yesterday, the weather forecast really missed. They predicted a downpour, and it was fine for the Oaks. But today looks like it should be okay. And even if it gets a little bit of rain, the track at Churchill Downs dries very quickly. So we should still get a fast track for the race at 6:57 Eastern.
Nice. Good, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, absolutely glad to hear that. All right, Michael Roberts, coming over to you. All right, so here's my question. Yep. Buddy, are the Suns in trouble?
You know, it's crazy to say that after one loss, after 11 straight wins over a certain team, that I could even conjure up that question or talk about this question. But I saw a lot of things that were disturbing that I hadn't seen a lot with the Suns this year. Best record in the NBA, best road record in the NBA. And they were rattled. Chris Paul, on his birthday, they stole the ball. He had 7 turnovers, did not look good. Booker could not get a shot open. The perimeter defense of the Mavericks, it looked like the regular season Mavericks. It looked like the Mavericks that battled the last series without Luka. They looked like the team that a couple of months ago, I thought this is a real kind of long shot to win the NBA title. And they were 80-1 to win the NBA title before game 3. There was just so many good things that they did, holding the ball, pressure defense, perimeter defense. I was very impressed. And it's only one game, and the Suns have been dominating forever, and I'm sure they'll have another game plan to figure it out. But the way they guarded Paul and Johnson and Booker on the perimeter and forced Jay Crowder to make – they left him open, and they let him shoot it, and he was their leading scorer. When Jay Crowder is your leading scorer at 19 points, that you got trouble. And – I'm real excited to see the next game, but I think the Mavericks are onto something now. Jason Kidd transformed his team from the beginning of the season to the end. First two games, we saw Luka Doncic not getting people involved and ball hogging, essentially. Jalen Brunson was like, oh, now you're passing the ball to me when you're a bailout and you're going to make me hoist one up. So there was more synergy in game 3, and it looked like the Mavericks from the regular season and the early the first round playoff series. So Mavericks, yes, I'm excited about them.
Yeah, they certainly did. And look, you know, Micah, I always say, I think that, you know, of everyone on the show, I think you have the best, you know, quotable bites, so to say, you know, that will go on a t-shirt. You got to know, you just fired another golden right there. If Jay Crowder is your leading scorer, my man, you are in trouble.
Yes.
Like, I would wear that shirt constantly on the weekend. All right, Bowman, coming over to you, man. Major League Baseball, like we said, dude, a ton of postponements yesterday, but we're looking at the bigger picture here. All right. Now, you say it's the time to switch to the new MLB season in terms of betting. Break it down, man. What do you mean?
Yeah. So what I mean there is we're exactly 1 month into the season now. It's May 7th. We started the season April 7th. Only 5 months left. I'm a little worried we're going too fast, but no more. We can't worry
Cincinnati.
About it. Yeah. Cincinnati. But we're worried about no more spring training stats. We can't look at those anymore. I mean, in the first place, they didn't help a ton, but we definitely can't look at them now. And no more team stats from last year. We've got to start looking at this year. These are completely different teams now. Even if they have most of the same players, they're performing differently. So it's also for example, the Brewers, the Twins, and the Rays, they've all been terrible against lefties, especially last season. But this season so far, they've seemed to have righted that ship. So we've got to keep an eye on them. But it seems like they've been better. It's also important to separate your preseason future plays and individual games. Just because you have an over win total on a team doesn't mean they're going to win 2 out of every 3 games. So it's important to take a step back, control your biases, and let the numbers do the talking for you.
You know, that might be just good advice in general in life. Just let the numbers do the talking for you. You know what I mean? All right, let's get into our site plays and picks for today. But before we do, a quick break.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
And we are back. That was fast. All right, so let's get into our site plays for today. And look, 30 days for free on Sportsline using promo code EARLY, promo code EARLY. Why would you not do it? Look at everything that's going on across sports right now. It's a fantastic time. 30 days for free on us, promo code EARLY. First up, we're going to take the Grizzlies at the Warriors. We got an 8:30 Eastern tip tonight. We're going to take the under 225.5. It's hitting in 67% of Sportsline simulations. You know what? Think it might be a little tight tonight. We're going to roll with that one. Second, we're going to play another total. Celtics at Bucks. A 3:30 Eastern tip today. We're going to take the over 212.5. That is hitting in 64% of Sportsline simulations. And lastly, a prop bet out there. We're going to go back to the Celtics and Bucks game. All right. Obviously, 3:30 Eastern, like we just said. We're going to take Grayson Allen over 10.5 points, priced at -105. All right, Sportsline, we've got him projected to get 12.4 points in this game, and he has hit and eclipsed this total in 4 of his last 5. So that is the Grizzlies Warriors under 225.5, Celtics Bucks over 212.5, and Grayson Allen over 10.5 points. Okay, now, Micah, coming over to you.
Yeah.
You got one nice parlay for us in the NBA. Break it down. What do you got?
This is a game 3 home situation coming back, and I think there's every opportunity for the Bucks to win this game and get it over. And one of the keys I had here was actually Grayson Allen. They got to get him more involved and active. Without Middleton, you need some of that outside shooting, and he's shown to be effective as a 3-point shooter and, you know, can be a game changer, and they need some more help in there, and I think they're going to get it. I don't think we're going to see a game 1 like the Celtics shooting 33% again, but I don't think we'll see a game 2 where they're lights out with 3. I think, you know, turning game 3, you get back home, you're going to get a little edge from the officials. That happened both games yesterday. I just think this is a good spot for the Bucks at home. And same thing for the Warriors. I'm a little scared of the point spread there, but I think to win the game outright at home with some edge, Klay Thompson's not going to have a game like he had in the last one. Gary Payton Jr., that's going to be a spot they're going to have to fill, and everybody's going to have to just pick up the pace. And Steph Curry's got a lead. Everybody's got a lead. Draymond's got a lead. And it's just a good spot at home for both these teams. So put them together in a parlay. And +153, I'm okay with that. So let's go.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, I am fired up to see both of these game threes, but especially that Grizzlies at Warriors. I want to see how both teams look. Yeah, go ahead.
The thing about the Grizzlies is, I mean, they're doing their things with the block shots, steals, and rebounds, right? They were number one all season long in those categories, and they've been doing it here. In fact, the last game, the Warriors were awful. Like, they were not even playing any defense, only 6 steals, 2 block shots, and the Grizzlies were all over the place. But the thing I don't like is Ja Morant kind of alienating the rest of his team. You know, he's scoring, he's amazing, but that's not how they played the regular season. They played better almost without Ja Morant during the regular season. And Morant, yes, it's huge, big numbers, big, you know, stars rising. But the other guys around there, Jaren Jackson and Bane and these guys, Bane needs to be more involved. And Ja just isn't giving him that opportunity. So that's part of the reason I like the Warriors again tonight, because they're not playing the same type of ball they played in the regular season.
Yeah, you know, I feel you on that. I mean, you know, if Ja goes for 40 points, great. You know, it doesn't help if no one else is scoring. You know what exactly. I mean? So I'm with you on that, especially with Desmond Bane, you know, a guy that they called the point god. Yeah. All season long, like, let him do his thing. You know what I mean? Exactly. So, yeah, I'm with you. Now, real quick, before we get to the other two picks, our man Trent in the Early Edge family has got 2 yes. NASCAR play questions that he has for you. So we are at Darlington, the lady in black.
Yes.
All right.
She's mean. She's nasty. I mean, she doesn't care who you are. She will take you out.
Take you out, man. What is it? The Darlington Stripes? Is that right?
Darlington Stripes, yeah.
Yeah, so he liked. All right, so the question, Tyler Reddick, top 10 finish, -120. Eric Jones, top 10 finish, +155. Your thoughts on either, or your thoughts on someone else that you might like?
Definitely Eric Jones. I'm a little iffy on Reddick. The cars haven't been put together as well lately for that team as they did early in the season. But Eric Jones, I love this guy at Darlington. Last year, he had a junky, petty car. Could not compete, but his first 6 races when he was had a Joe Gibbs car, he was 8th or better, including a 2019 win. So this is a guy that races the track well, respects the lady, and that's the thing. You got to respect the lady, and she'll treat you well. And Eric Jones knows how to sweet talk the lady, and He's going to have a good race. I have him actually to win at 55-1, a bet on him. So, yes.
Nice.
Top 10, yes, I like that.
There we go. I like it, man. Nice. All right. Bulma, coming over to you, my man. All right, you got two plays, Major League Baseball. All right. Nice Saturday games here. Two money lines. Break it down. What do you got?
Yeah, two plays, and frankly, I'm going to make it quick because I want to hear what Gene has to say. So we're going to go with Blue Jays money line. Yeah, Blue Jays money line -140 versus the Guardians. I was on this play yesterday, and it's the same matchup for game one, so I'm not going to get too much into it. But both Bieber and Gausman have been good. I expect them both to be good again, but Bieber's velo decrease is a bit of a concern, so I do think the Blue Jays should have success against him. The Guardians are just 2-11 against winning teams this season, so I like the Blue Jays on the road and might come back to double down if they lose game one. Second play, Giants money line -145 versus the Cardinals. Yeah, Logan Webb is starting today for the Giants after being scratched a few days ago, and he's been dominant in his career at home. He should also have a ton of success against the righties of the Cardinals, and that's a big part of this play. Steven Matz has been decent, but he faced a Giants team that seriously struggles against lefties. So why would I play this? The Giants are ranked, I believe it's fifth worst in the league against lefties and weighted on base average. Well, they've been much better in the past 2.5 weeks. They're actually ranked 11th in the league in weighted on base average. And the players that they're missing on the COVID IL and that are injured are a lot of their left-handed bats. Brandon Belt, Tommy La Stella, Lamont Wade, who came back yesterday, but he was missing. So they've had their right-handed bats. So I don't think the Giants are going to get swept at home in a 4-game series. So, and they're expecting many key players back any day now. So I like the Giants at home.
There we go. I like, you know what? If you like it, my man, I like it. I'm in on that. Okay. Now look, we're going to do something a little bit different here because I'm telling you, and I put this on Twitter about 30 minutes before the show, we have like 9 pages of picks, but Gene's info and picks are so good and precise that I want the data to be on screen for you because there are a lot of numbers involved here. So grab your paper, grab your pencil. Gene, we are not skipping you. You are in the maestro spot once again, but I want to get the data on here on screen first. So let me hit you with this. All right. Got the Oaks Derby double. All right. Your trifecta numbers there. We'll bring that back up. Your long shot in the Kentucky Derby. Smile happy. Your winner, Zandon. Now, let me get the full picks here. Boom. Okay. So, Gene, you've got picks in race 8, races 10 through 12, okay? So break down race 8 first, then 10 through 12, and we've got the graphic on the screen so everybody can see the numbers. Show us yours, man.
Thanks, AB. So a little education first. Race 8 is the Derby City Distaff, which is a sprint. And the play that we're going to make is an exacta key box. And basically this is, as you can see in the numbers, it's the 3 with 4, 5, 7 in an exacta key box. The 3 is center aisle, and she is 15-1. So this is going to pay off pretty good if it comes through. She really benefited by the scratch of the 1 horse yesterday. And the 4, 5, 7 are Kamari, Obligatory, and Edgeway. So this is 6 combinations. You win if it comes 3-4. 3-5 or 3-7, and you also win if it comes 4-3, 5-3, 7-3. Okay, so that's 6 combinations. You can play it for as little as 50-cent increments, which would be $3. Okay, and she's 15-1, like I said. And I'm basically, my strong opinion is I think she's going to run well. If she comes in second, I don't want to miss out on the exacta. So that's why I'm also playing it the reverse way with her underneath the 4-5-7. So I hope that makes sense. That's in race 8. Beginning in race 10, I want to play a pick 3, which covers the Churchill Down Sprint, the Turf Classic, and then it concludes with the Kentucky Derby, right? So this is a 3-weight race sequence, and it basically is the same thing as a 3-team parlay in the NFL, but instead of picking 3 games, you're picking 3 consecutive races. The first race is the Churchill Down Sprint, and basically I have 2 horses in there. It's Jackie's Warrior, who's going to be a heavy favorite. He's 5-2 on the morning line, but he's going to go off way shorter than that. A lot of people think he can go wire to wire, and listen, I may look stupid at the end of the day, and he may cruise gate to wire and win this thing. But I'm also going to play Cezanne, who is the 8 horse. And Cezanne is a late runner. And if Jackie's Warrior faces any pressure on the lead, Cezanne could definitely mow him down late. So those are the two horses I need in the first leg. The second leg, we're going with, I believe it's six horses, AB. But we're throwing out the 3-1 favorite, Cheryl Spite. That's my major opinion in that race. Cheryl Spite was great in winning the Maker's Mark Mile, but that race was just 3 weeks ago. He comes back on short rest, and he now has to go longer than he ever has. This is a mile and a quarter race, the race that he just won, or a mile and an eighth. The race that he just won was at a mile. So we're going to throw him out completely and hope that one of these six shots come in. And then, of course, we have the five picks from the Derby, which we've talked about all week. Modonegal, the one. Epicenter, the three. Messier, the six. Zandon, my official pick, the 10. And then Taiba, the 12. So that's 60 combinations there, 2 by 6 by 5. And you can play that for as little as in 50-cent increments, for as little as $30. And if that hits, then we're all going to be smiling happy on Kentucky Derby Saturday. I also want to add that I definitely suggest you go to sportsline.com because Michelle Yu, who hit the exacta and the winner yesterday in the Kentucky Oaks, I hope you saw her picks. She cashed big in the Oaks yesterday. Bob Weir and myself, we have picks on all the stakes races today on what should be a glorious Kentucky Derby Saturday.
Yeah, it really is. You know, and you brought up Michelle. I want to bring up her long shot in the Kentucky Derby race. She's got Cyberknife 20-1, her winner, Epicenter, at 7-2. And Gene, your long shot, Smile Happy 20-1, your winner, Zandon 3-1. So we've got all of our picks there. And Gene, fantastic job, man, breaking all of that down for us, you know, who might not be as fully educated on betting this, but it is so much fun. And it's great to have an expert like you on here breaking it down and making it easy for us. Now, for our full picks, as we said, grab your paper, grab your pencil. And you know what? It does look glorious because we got Gene's full breakdowns on here and we got everybody else. Micah Roberts on the parlay, Bucks money line, and the Warriors money line at plus 153. As we just stated, Gene, race 8, exacta key box 3 with 4, 5, and 7, 6 combinations. Races 10 through 12, pick 3. 3-8 with 1, 3, 4, 8, 9, and 10. And then with 1, 3, 6, 10, and 12, 60 combinations right there. John Bowman is on the Blue Jays money line minus 140, Giants money line minus 145. Our site plays, we have three of them, Grizzlies, Warriors under 225.5, Celtics, Bucks over 212.5, Grayson Allen over 10.5 points priced at minus 105. And then our AB3 today plus 423. We are sitting, what, 2-2 on the week. We had yesterday's postponed. So we want to finish 3-2, a nice plus 423 here, a three-legger. We got the Warriors money line, Flame Stars over 5.5, Blue Jays Guardians over 7.5 runs. So, whew, that was a heck of a show.
Breathe, Gene. AB, breathe.
I know, right? Gene, again, man, it's so great to have you on here. You do so much at Sportsline. We're really, really appreciative of you being here. Obviously, John, Micah, always great to see your faces again. But yeah, that's all the damage we could do for today. So everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be live with you again Sunday morning, normal time at 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll see you there. And I'll tell you what, everybody, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets. See you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.